DraftKings debuts first online poker game in Michigan. DraftKings has announced the launch of its first ever peer-to-peer poker game in Michigan. Named Electric Poker, the product is a three-player sit-and-go poker tournament that replicates the fast-paced action and excitement of Blast SNGs on WSOP.com and Go tournaments on PokerStars. Like the lottery-style sit-and-go games, Electric Poker boasts a dynamic pool prize that offers players the chance to win between 2 and 10,000 times their initial buy-in. The game's format includes 2-minute blind levels, with the duration varying based on the potential payout. Players can access the game on the DraftKings Casino app with buy-ins ranging from $1 to $25. Notably, this approach differs from PokerStars and WSOP.com, which offer poker options to clients separate from their casino offerings. Although Michigan permits player pooling with Nevada and New Jersey, Electric Poker will only be available to players in the Wolverine state for now. Depending on the objectives of its provider, the poker product could later follow in the footsteps of WSOP Online, which currently features a three-state summer series, allowing players from Michigan, Nevada, and New Jersey to compete against each other in a shared player pool. Tentative foray into online poker. While DraftKings does not yet offer a comprehensive online poker solution, the debut of its premier peer-to-peer game signifies its first steps into the poker market. Until now, DraftKings has not shown a strong interest in the niche online poker market, currently dominated by PokerStars and WSOP.com. While PokerStars is owned by Flutter, the parent company of FanDuel, Paddy Power, Betfair, and other gaming brands, WSOP.com is owned by Caesars. Earlier this month, Caesars sold the WSOP brand to GG Poker for $500 million. However, it will continue to operate the WSOP.com online brand in its existing states through a licensing agreement for the foreseeable future. It also reserves the right to host WSOP tournaments at its Las Vegas casinos for the next 20 years.